Hey guys, thanks for joining the episode. I just want to give you a heads up. If you are listening to us and you've only got the audio, you don't have a video, we are going to be whiteboarding. We're in the studio today. We've got the whiteboard up. We're going to be whiteboarding through and going over some cap rate examples and trying to get everybody to look at deals a little bit differently instead of just focusing on a certain cap rate number. And so for the best just visuals and all that stuff for people to learn, we ended up whiteboarding it out. So if you get a chance, please check this video out via video as well. You should be able to follow along. You know, if you are driving or something right now, you should be able to follow along, and this would be still a good thing for you to listen to, but I'd really highly recommend that you go online and watch the video for today's episode. Thanks for joining this episode of the Let's Get It podcast. Today we're talking all about cap rates. And the main thing that I want to hit on when it came to cap rates is I get a lot of people who are learning about real estate and ask a lot about cap rates. And I've been able to pick up a lot of good deals because I actually avoided looking at the cap rate. When other people looked at the cap rate of the deal, who only looked at the cap rate, didn't look at any of the other details, didn't look at the deal from multiple angles like I do, and they actually missed out on a great opportunity, a diamond in the rough type property. And this has happened over and over and over again as I've bought real estate over the last half decade to decade, and as we've bought, you know, small properties, medium-sized properties, and big properties. So the big thing is, when it comes to cap rates, they can somewhat be manipulated, and a lot of times it's unintentionally done by the party that's talking and discussing about cap rates. And so if you're going to talk about cap rates, you also need to be able to ask and understand, you need to be able to ask some other qualifying questions. So when anyone asks me about, you know, or brings me a deal and says, hey, Justin, we got this deal, it's X amount of units, and it's at a 7.2% cap rate. The first thought that goes in my head, well, is that tax adjusted or not tax adjusted? Because whenever you buy a piece of real estate, usually that real estate tax after the first, second, third, fourth year, somewhere in there, is going to drastically increase. So when they're talking about that cap rate, is that before they adjusted and accounted for that increase, or is it after? The next thing that I always think about as well is, okay, who's paying what expenses, right? Because I'm willing to pay more for every dollar of net operating income on a property that if I don't have to pay the utilities, for example, or if I don't have a common area space, and if I just solely look at a cap rate, it can get manipulated and twisted. So I try to, and that's not all I look at, but that's just kind of an introduction here, and we're going to get a little bit more into it today. So for the first thing when it comes to cap rates is it's really an inverse multiplier, right? And so what you do to figure out a property value is you take all the revenue of the property, right? So now revenue includes anything such as rent, application fees, pet fees, if you're charging utilities, any type of income stream you have at the property. You're then going to back out the expenses, and that's just the operating expenses. So something like a new roof is considered a capital expenditure project. Capital expenditure projects are something that only needs to be done once every 5 years, once every 10 years, once every 15, 20 years. It's not an ongoing reoccurring expense time after time, so therefore it's not actually included in your operating expenses. Your operating expenses include things like payroll, real estate taxes, insurance, utilities, marketing. And let me go back to payroll for a second. And when I say payroll, it's only for the people that are working on that property directly, right? So not necessarily corporate staff and whatnot, just the people that are working at the ground level, they're the boots on the ground type of payroll, the maintenance tech, the person doing the leasing on site. So anything, you know, repairs and maintenance, but more of like a general repairs and maintenance item that pops up all the time. So certain cleaning aspects, you would have if there's a leaky faucet, right? And replacing that faucet, that'd be more of a repairs and maintenance type issue. So those are all the things that are included in the operating expenses. When you take the revenue minus the operating expense, you're left with your net operating income. Now, if I have a net operating income of $100,000, right? And we're gonna say NOI is short for net operating income. And if I've got $100,000 in net operating income, and if it's a 6% cap rate, I'm gonna take the 6% and I'm dividing it by that $100,000. So I've got my calculator here. So I'm gonna take the $100,000, I'm gonna divide it by 0.06, and that means the valuation of this property is about $1.66 million. So that's an easy way to come up with, if you've got a cap rate or if someone gives you a cap rate, that's kind of the math behind that, all right? And not including the operating expenses as well, as there's no debt including the operating expenses. Okay, so just wanted to flash back to that. Now here's the problem with just going on a cap rate. If I'm gonna erase this board quick. If I've got a property and if someone brings me a property and they said, hey, it's a 7.2% cap rate, I'm gonna say, okay, great. I'm gonna ask some of those questions I've mentioned before, but how a cap rate can be manipulated is if there's not the right operating expense ratio that's associated with the property. So what do I mean by that? If the net operating income is artificially high because they didn't put in all the expenses because there was a seller that wasn't being truthful, maybe there's a seller that does all of the on-site work himself and he's not actually paying a property management company. He's not paying any payroll. He's just doing it on his own time and on his own dime and not paying himself. That could artificially lower the operating expenses, which increases the net operating income. From a higher net operating income, someone could say it's a 7.2% or 8% cap rate, but really when I normalize those expenses, that will then take that cap rate to be a 6%, 5.8%, whatever it might be. So if I get the scenario where someone says, hey, it's X, if it's X cap rate, one of the first things that I'm gonna say is, well, what is the operating expense ratio? So what is the percentage of every dollar of revenue? How much is spent towards operating expenses? Because if that number is, if the expense is only 20%, 25% of the revenue, I know that that expense ratio is artificially too low for some reason, and it's not gonna properly cover you and give you enough dollars to work for to then just assign a cap rate to that number. So you really gotta make sure if you're buying real estate and you wanna find the best deals, you can't just rely on the cap rate. I know what the cap rates are when I buy them, right? I do the calculations, I know what they are, I listen to other people, but I'm also looking at the price per unit. I'm also looking at the cash flow. I'm also looking at and considering who's paying what utilities. I'm also looking at and considering if, is it 100 units on 17 acres? So I've got a lot of, you know, costs going towards contracted services to do lawn and snow. Or is it 100 units and it's more a bigger building with underground parking and it's only on a quarter acre, right? I'm gonna have less expenses there. So I'm taking all of those things into account, and that's why I'm not missing out on diamonds in the rough. And another reason that if I would have just listened to a cap rate on a deal that we bought about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I would have never bought the deal, because the person would have came to me and would have said, hey, do you want this property? It's a 1970s product, 246 units at a 5% cap rate. And if I'm someone that I only buy 6% cap rates or 6.5% cap rates, I would have said no, and I would have passed on that deal. But I'm gonna do the math right now on this deal on why it was a no-brainer around a 5% cap rate, okay? Well, the average rents, they were about $775 a month. Okay. Again, it was 246 units, so I'm going to multiply that by the 775. All right, 775 times 12. Sorry, yeah, times 12 times 246. All right, because I want to get this how much annual revenue is coming in. All right, and so basically the annual revenue is 2.287 million dollars is the revenue. All right. Now, this property, so this is somewhere where if you've got a property that the rents are artificially low, like right here, right? Because the market rate rents in this area were about $1,250 a month for this similar type this property, if you average all there's different apartment types and styles and whatnot, but if you take the average, it's the market is about $1,200 a month. All right, so if I take a property and the rents are artificially low, what is that then gonna do? Because of how they're currently operating the property, that's gonna give me a lower revenue amount, which gives me a lower NOI amount, which now means is I'm probably gonna have a much more compressed cap rate based on the pricing that they're coming up with. But you're still gonna have a great deal, and we're gonna see that in a second. So if we've got $2.287 million, let's just say that the operating expense, so OPEX, is let's take 52%. Okay. So that means my NOI percentage is going to be 48%. All right. So if I take this 2.287, if I multiply it by 0.48 or 48%, that gives me an NOI of 1.098. I'll draw the full number out. 144. That's the NOI. Now, if I take the 5% cap rate, that the, if the person was just telling me cap rate, $1,098,000. Okay, so then if I divide this by a 5% cap rate, divide by 0.05, $21.9 million would have been the pricing here, right? Now, if I take $21.9 million, and if I divide that number by how many units there are, 246, $21,900,000 divided by 246, it's $89,000 per unit. That's a very solid, and this is townhome style type living. It's built in the 70s, right? So my get-in price is $89,000 per unit. Again, if I only look at, and if I don't look at the per unit price, if I don't look at my get-in pricing, I'm gonna have no idea, right? So whenever I get a cap rate, I gotta ask more qualifying questions. Well, what is the average in-place rent? Right? Well, thankfully, that was one of the questions that I asked. And when I heard 775, I already knew the market this property was in. I knew that the rent should be about 1400. Okay? So if we're buying this property for 21 million, the other thing that I like to do, right, is I like to figure out, okay, what could the property be worth? All right? So now if I'm going to erase this quick, Can I scroll? Yeah, I can scroll. So if my get-in price is 21.9 million, but I know that the rents can average rent, let's call it 1250, times it by 246, there's 246 units, so 1250 times 246, that's 307,500. Multiply that by 12, that's $3,690,000 of revenue. Okay, so that's my new revenue number, right? Up here we said the current revenue in place was 2.2. So I can add $1.4 million of revenue at this property. Now, what's that gonna do to my net operating income? It's gonna increase it, right? And we're gonna make the property more efficient and whatnot. As a percentage of expenses, operating expense, our expense ratio, I'll just put revenue here, expenses, so this is the operating expense, let's say that it's 45%, okay, which is less, how do I move this, damn it, and why I can say my operating expense as a percentage is going to be less, right, is because we increase the revenue, right, so just by increasing that top line number, that's gonna automatically, even though the actual dollars spent on expenses will be increased, right? But as a percentage, the percent will drop just because I'm increasing the revenue, all right? So when I'm doing this, my new expense ratio, let's pull out 45%. So we'll say 45%. Okay. So if I've got $3,690,000, if I multiply that by 0.45, that means it's going to be 1.66, $500 of expenses. That means my NOI, right? So when I subtract this out, ballpark math here, I'm going to be at $2 million. Let me clean this up a little bit. I'm going to be at $2,029,500. Is my new NOI. Now I'm gonna assume that the market cap rate for a legitimate NOI number with someone that knows what they're doing with the expenses and has the property correctly positioned to sell and good books in this market is 6%, All right, that's, we might find someone that's willing to pay a 5.8, 5.9%, which means I'm gonna get a higher price in every dollar of NOI that I have. Every dollar of NOI that I have, as the cap rate comes down, every dollar is gonna be worth more in value. All right, because I'm dividing it by the NOI, right? The higher the cap rate, the less value I'll have. All right, so if my NOI number is $2,029,500, if I take that by a 6% cap rate, divide by 6%, that's gonna give me a new valuation, let's just move this down versus writing sideways, of $33,825. Okay? That's my new valuation on the back end of doing this project, right? And we said we bought it for $21.9 million, okay? So now the question is, the question isn't like, again, I'm not buying a cap rate. I'm buying a property. I'm buying cash flow. I'm buying an asset, right? I'm not buying a cap rate. I'm buying a deal and I'm buying a property at a certain cap rate, but I'm not buying. Too many people fall in love with this cap rate number and you're gonna miss a deal, opportunity, a diamond in the rough if you're only looking at one thing when it comes to real estate, right? So now my next question is, okay, what's it gonna cost me? How many dollars am I gonna have to invest into the almost $22 million purchase price in order for it to be worth $33 million? Is it worth it to me to pay $3 million for that and do $3 million of property improvements or to $5 million? You know, what is it, right? But what I'm really trying to get at, right, is what's my cash flow look like and how long is it gonna take me to double, triple, and quadruple my equity that goes into the deal? And so by getting and understanding all of the fundamentals of the property, by understanding the market, you're not gonna just miss a deal when someone comes to you and says, I got a property, I got a deal for you, it's at such and such of a cap rate. Because if you're only doing that and then it's like a yes or no or pass or I'll take a look at just based on a cap rate, you've already missed a lot of deals and you need to change what you're doing. You need to be able to ask some of the qualifying questions, again, such as, you know, well, what are the average in place rents, right? Then you already have to know the marketplace to understand, okay, well, how much compression is in those rents because they're maybe not taking care of the property, they're just not doing the correct marketing. You need to understand that another qualifying question should be, okay, what operating expense ratio is being used? And if you don't hear an operating expense ratio being somewhere between 40 and 55% of a property, you gotta ask yourself questions. Because that's not really gonna be an apples-to-apples, a fair comparison, or a fair way to evaluate a property for you by just getting a cap rate. Joel, do you have any questions when it comes to the cap rates? I just think that there's a ton of people that are out there. And again, I've been able to take advantage of it numerous times where someone has brought me a deal. They said, hey, I like this deal. I like the location, but you know, it just doesn't fit my buy box. They called it a buy box. It doesn't fit my buy boxes for what I look for in a cap rate. And I'm like, well, what's the cap rate? Right. And I start asking questions right out of the gate. And if I hear a couple things that sound off where it could be somewhat manipulated or, you know, there's just something more to the deal, then I'm going to dive in. I'm going to try to figure out, okay, what's the actual current valuation today? You know, what operating expense ratio is being used and how much room do I have to move the rents? How much room do I have to move the NOI? You know, what is the potential value of the property, right? And that's, again, going to give me some more insight. And it's another way for me to look at the deal and then come up with a CapEx budget. And again, know how long it's gonna take me to double, triple, quadruple my equity in this deal. And sometimes we do the exercise and it's still not a deal. It doesn't make sense, right? But you don't know until you look at it just a little bit deeper. And the thing is when I'm actually doing this, when I'm actually going through and doing this, I can do everything I just did here on the board. I can actually do it in about 5 to 10 seconds in my head because I've just done it so many times and I understand the market, the markets that I'm investing in and getting deal flow from. So if you are sick of potentially, you know, not finding some diamonds in the rough, stop solely looking at just one thing. I'd also recommend that you stop looking at just the price per unit. Stop looking at just a gross rent multiplier. Stop looking at just the cash flow today, right? What could it be if you made the proper investments into it? Because again, we're all about cash flow, but at the same time, what I'm really trying to do is double, triple, quadruple my equity. And so if I have a deal that maybe is, you know, zero cash flow or 2% cash on cash year one, because it takes me a little while to reposition this asset. But then year two, it's a 12% cash on cash return. And after 3 years, I've, you know, 2x'd my money, 3x'd my money, my equity in the deal. That's still a deal that I potentially want to do. So I just really highly recommend, not even just beyond a cap rate issue, beyond a cap rate conversation, look at these deals from as many different angles as you can while you're out there looking. And that's what's ultimately going to lead you to the properties that are the diamonds in the rough. Thank you guys for joining. If you have any other questions on cap rates, please hit me up on Instagram, leave a comment on the episode, and we'll be sure to answer the question.